Hey, Merry Christmas, TRC family. We are so glad that you are with us this afternoon for Christmas Eve service. We have some very intimate, just some amazing worship around the fireplace happening this afternoon, and we are so glad to be able to be together via the internet for our Christmas Eve service this year. Let me open with a prayer, and then we will get started with just some Christmas Eve, some message. Nick's got some verses. Jill's got verses. Andy's got verses. We've got a bunch to share with you this afternoon, and we are so glad and grateful to be able to do that with you. So let me open in prayer. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you that we get to celebrate Christmas Eve, that no matter where we are around the world, we can gather and we can focus for a moment on your birth. Emmanuel. God with us. This is such a huge thing, God, and we are so grateful and thankful for this time that we can gather and worship you and reflect on you. We love you, Lord, and praise you in your name. Amen.
Beginning in Luke chapter 2. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinus was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, whom he was engaged, who is now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them.
Come, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Then mourned in lowly exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. And take heart, O weary soul, take heart, for help is on its way. Shall come to thee, O Israel. he shall come to thee, O Israel. Rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Say God, for weary soul, take heart, for help is on his way, and holy is his name. Rejoice, rejoice, again I say rejoice, for unto us is born the Savior of the world. Take heart, oh weary soul, take heart, for help is on his way, and holy is his rejoice, 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 Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Shall come to thee, O Israel.
A reading from the book of John. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God, and God created everything through him, and nothing he created except was through him. The Word gave life to everything that he created, and his life brought light to everyone. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. The one who is true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born, he shall reign.
Son of God and Son of Man. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger."
Noel, come and see what God has done. Noel, the story of amazing love, the light of the world, given for
Christmas Eve. This is the night. This is the time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Now, I know that for many of us, probably most of us right now, this has not been a great year. It's been a hard year. If I can be honest, this has, for me personally, been a very difficult season, a difficult year. It's hard. The separation, the frustrations, the opinions of everybody, all the things that are going on, all the stuff that's been happening. It's been stressful. It's been hard. Financially, businesses are shutting down. Things are happening. I mean, this is a tough, tough year. And yet, when I reflect on Christmas, and I reflect on this time, this season, when I start to think about Emmanuel, it means God with us, right? It's this time when we start to think, okay, right now, this is when everything changed. You know, we read in Scripture that our life is but a vapor, you know, a blip on the screen. In the span of eternity, it's just a moment. But then Jesus came. And when Jesus came, things changed. Before that, we could just go, meh, my life, what's the point? It's just a moment in eternity. It's a moment in history. What's the big deal? But because of Jesus, now we have this opportunity for life forever and ever with God. Because you see, Christmas just isn't about Jesus' birth, whereas that is so important, but babies are born every day. This one was special because in the span of about 30 years, his life took a dramatic turn. And Jesus, the Son of God, God with us, went onto a cross. Perfect, sinless, spotless, went onto that cross and took our sin, our blemishes, our mistakes, and he took those onto the cross with him as a sacrifice. He died, and 3 days later, rose from that grave. That's why this birth is so important. That's why we celebrate it. That's why we sing Emmanuel. That's why we sing and rejoice and celebrate the birth of Jesus this Christmas season. Presents are great. Santa is cool. Elves on the shelf or wherever you find them are fun. But I'll tell you this, the reason for the season is Jesus. God with us. And because of that, I can change my gloom, my doom, my frustration, my bitterness, my anger, and I can take all of that and I can put it to the side because I can reflect on the good news of Jesus. And with that good news comes hope. And when I start to focus on that hope, I look forward to an amazing future with a reconciled relationship with God the Father. And I can be with Him forever and ever and ever. And when I think about that, that good news and that hope that is built brings about new joy in my life. So no longer am I feeling sad or depressed or lonely because I know that forever I will be with God. This is but a moment. This COVID stuff is but a moment. But Jesus is forever. His hope is eternal. His love everlasting. That joy will keep going and going and going. It will not stop. And within all of that comes an amazing sense of peace. And as that fills my home and fills my heart, that allows me to see that God, He never left. In the midst of all of this stuff, He's always been with me. Never forsake me. And that brings about a greater trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yeah. God with us. How amazing is this season? You know, we're in Andy's living room right now with this amazing fire, and we're sitting around the living room singing and worshiping. And how appropriate is it that Rebecca put up on the mantle, Emmanuel? God with us.
A reading from Isaiah 7. The Lord Himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
Little baby, born to maiden, clothed in majesty, wrapped in rags. Son of God and Son of Man, all for love was born, all for love was born. So see him sleeping, laid in a sheep's trough, Lamb of God, light of the world. And hear him crying, mark of the mortal, see how love was born, see how love was born. This is how we know how he loves each one of us, born to take away our sin. Born to earth in Bethlehem, the angels singing hallelujah, glory, honor, praises to, peace on earth, goodwill to men, God is one with us again. Shepherds minding their charges by starlight, unsuspecting, unprepared, and breaking through the veil of the darkness, the singing love was born. each one of us. Born to take away our sin, born to earth in Bethlehem. The angels singing hallelujah, glory, honor, praises to. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. God is one with us again. This is how we know how he loves each one of us. Born to take away our sin, born to earth in Bethlehem. This is how we know how he loves each one of us. Born to take away our sin, born to earth in Bethlehem. The angels singing hallelujah, glory, honor, praises to. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. God is one with us again. The angels singing hallelujah, glory, honor, praises to. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. God is one with us again. Love hath promised, love has come from the Father through his Son to heal our hearts and break these chains, open eyes to see. Oh, we are free indeed. We are free indeed. Silent night, holy night.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Let's bring the joy, and as Andy would say, let's raise the joy level in our homes. Wherever you are, be it around the world, I just want to say Merry Christmas. I also want to say just a special thank you to the people that put this together, from Wayne, our camera guy, and Josh, who's working on the sound, Drew, Kim, Marisa, Rachel, Riley, Danny and Kristen. Thank you to Nick and Jill, all these people. And I want to just say thank you too to Wesley, who made the fire. This thing's explosive. It's awesome. Big fan of fire. But guys, let me just tell you, this is hard for us to be apart from you in this season. And we miss you. And we look forward to when we can gather once more again in the building to worship. And we are excited to see all that God has for us in the new year. We want to invite you, if you're tuning in online, you can watch us on Sundays at 9 a.m., trcdurango.com. And we look forward to hanging out with you again, giving high fives and hugs and fist bumps and elbow bumps and whatever it takes. But we can't wait to be back together again, January 10th. Until then, guys, have a great Christmas. Enjoy this season with your friends and loved ones. And God bless us, everyone. Take care. Oh, and Feliz Navidad.